Botswana's wildlife officials say the country has lost half of its wild rhinoceros to poaching and natural causes since 2018. Authorities blame a surge in demand from Asia for rhino horns supplied by criminal groups in southern Africa. Kondisi reports from Gaborone.
Mabuse Pule, acting Minister of the Environment and Tourism, told the National Assembly on Monday that 138 rhinoceroses had been poached while 76 died of natural causes in the last 5 years. He attributes the spike in poaching incidents to a rise in the demand for the rhino horn in Asia, particularly in China and Vietnam. On the positive side, Pule noted the number of animals killed by poachers in 2022 dropped sharply. Kondisi Dube for VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.
Madagascar's government suspended schools and transport in the path of a tropical cyclone which made landfall in the southeast of the island on Tuesday evening, causing a storm surge, ripping roofs off houses and killing at least one person. It weakened slightly before landing around 7:20 p.m. local time, with average winds of 130 kilometers per hour. Heavy rains and waves of over 26 feet were expected near the impact zone, the International Federation of Red Cross said on Twitter, issuing a Red Cross, a red alert, for the area. A U.S. judge said on Tuesday victims of the September 11, 2001 attacks are not entitled to seize $3.5 billion of assets belonging to Afghanistan's central bank to satisfy court judgments they obtained against the Taliban. U.S. District Judge George Daniels in New York said he was constitutionally restrained from finding that the Taliban was Afghanistan's legitimate government. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing cases that could reshape how online platforms like Google, YouTube, Twitter, and other companies handle speech and content moderation, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In the case heard Tuesday, the Supreme Court seemed unlikely to side with the family of a student killed in a terror attack that wants to sue YouTube for helping spread ISIS videos. Justices like Elena Kagan seemed concerned about upending the Internet.
Why is it that the tech industry gets a pass? A little bit unclear. On the other hand, I mean, we're a court. We really don't know about these things. You know, these are not like the nine greatest experts on the Internet.
Kagan says Congress, not the court, should make changes. I'm Julie Walker.